Welcome back. It's Maryland Morning on 88.1 WIPR. I'm Tom Hall, joined in the studio by our good friend, theater critic Jay Wynn Russick. Morning, Judy.
Good morning, Tom.
So you have been to see a play called Hand to God. It's down in D.C. at the Studio Theater. Now, of course, the word hand in the title, Hand to God, refers to a hand puppet. Puppet isn't, of course, the first thing that people think of when they hear this phrase, you know. So how does this apply here?
Well, Tom, let me say first that this play is set primarily in a church basement where a recently widowed mother is teaching her teenage son and two other teenagers to make puppets for a church puppet show. And her son, Jason, has made a hand puppet named Tyrone. Tyrone is the first character that we see in the play, so you know he's going to play a significant role. And as the play progresses, Tyrone essentially possesses Jason, heart, soul, and mind. This play was nominated for 5 2015 Tony Awards. It was a really big hit on Broadway, and Studio's production is the first regional production it's had since Broadway. It's already been extended twice. Tom, I've reviewed some very good shows this summer, but Hand to God is the best play and the best production I've reviewed this summer. And I have to say also, I don't know if you're aware of this, but puppet ministry apparently is a real thing.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. But but the playwright, Robert Askins' mother, ran a puppet ministry at the Texas church they attended, and Robert was one of her puppeteers.
Hand to God, that's true, huh?
Yes, Hand to God.
So the lead actor then in this play actually has to play two characters, the human and the puppet. How does he do? That's tough.
It is, and he does remarkably well. He's an actor named Liam Ford. He had no prior puppetry experience, and he does play these two very distinct characters, but they're both sort of part of the same person, kind of like an evil inner twin. But he uses very different voices, and they change as the situation gets more dire. And that happens because Jason and Tyrone are increasingly at odds. Tyrone is a vicious, satanic creature. The play, I should say, has...
Just what you want attached to your arm.
Yes, exactly. Well, you got it. And the play also, I should say, has a lot of profanity, a lot of blasphemy. But Tyrone, for all of that, is a truth teller in terms of saying the things that timid Jason can't say, particularly about his feelings. For example, about a girl that Jason has a crush on and the bully who taunts him.
He's not very nice.
No, he's not! He's not very nice. And he's already had your precious Jessica.
No, he has.
Yes, sir.
I'll rip you in half again. You try to so much as take me off your hand! Next time you wake up, it'll be with me, stapled to your arm!
Oh, drama, drama. So puppets are like a thing. I mean, they've been a thing for a while now. I mean, did the Studio Theater have a special, you know, puppet designer for this show?
Well, they did hire someone with a lot of puppetry experience and background, a woman named Chelsea M. Warren. She also designed the costumes for the show. I should describe Tyrone. He starts out, he's orange to start with, and he has a little tuft of turquoise hair coming out of the top of his head. So he's kind of charming, but there's a lot of violence in Hand to God, and there actually, I believe, are several Tyrone puppets as he keeps coming back looking worse and worse for wear.
Well, we all know about that. So now you mentioned that this was on Broadway, you know, won all these Tonys and stuff. Did you see it on Broadway?
Tony nominations, but hey, that's something.
That's
too.
Still a big thing.
I didn't see it on Broadway. I very, very much wanted to. My understanding is that Studio's production is actually darker than it was on Broadway. But the most obvious difference is that Broadway was done in a proscenium stage, so everything was happening right in front of you. And at Studio, the set designer, Daniel Conway, has done this total immersion environmental approach. We are in the church basement. The program is the newsletter of the Mount Logan Lutheran Church of Cypress, Texas. We sit at folding tables with checkered tablecloths. There are religious posters on the wall.
Yep, and, been there, done that.
Oh, well, yeah. But there are actually puppet-making supplies and instructions on each table.
Haven't done that, yeah.
Well, I did. And in the second act, I should say, for all this cheeriness, in the second act, the set is transformed, and it becomes kind of scary and funny at the same time. For the director, Joni Schultz, and the fight coach, Rob Hunter, this means the action is happening all around us in front of us at one end of the room, at the other end of the room, and then in a kind of alley runway conformation. So we actually wouldn't be in this church basement during the action of this play, but it is still so effective. It's a really theatrical approach. And I have to say, if there's a movie, it won't be like this.
Now, you talk about the actor who plays the lead and the lead puppet. What about the other actors? Does everybody operate a puppet?
I don't want to give too much away, but I will say, in terms of the other puppets, there is a very graphic scene between Tyrone and the puppet that is made by the girl that Jason has the crush on. So there are other puppets, but the rest of the actors are primarily playing human beings. And the play's co-star, besides Tyrone, of course, is a Baltimorean, Susan Rome. She plays Jason's mother.
She's a terrific actor. I love Susan Rome.
Exactly. And she's a Baltimore School for the Arts grad. She's done a lot of work at Center Stage. And the play really focuses on the efforts of Jason and his mother to come to terms with life after his father's death. Susan Rome plays the mother as a woman who has a very tenuous grasp on day-to-day life. She has completely lost track of her son's needs. She barely has a grasp on her own. And as she explains to Ryan McBride, who plays the teenage bully, things are getting a little difficult for her.
I've had a hard year. I have one thing in my life that is keeping me together, and that is my dedication to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And because I can't sing, and I can't preach, and my brownies taste like old tires, I am trying to teach myself and you how to do puppet shows. Now, if you don't want to come here, you don't have to come here. Go smoke in the parking lot, and I will tell your mother you're in here. But please, leave me alone. I beg you. Leave me alone.
So you and I go back a long way. I mean,
yes.
Way before we started doing the show together. So I've known for a while that you're a big fan of puppets. Did you study puppetry like at Brown University or some prestigious university of puppetry or something?
Yes, I did.
And you did a workshop even this summer, right?
Yes, I did some more puppetry this summer in New York.
So, you know, when folks hear the word puppet, they think maybe this is a thing for children. But I take it, we just need to emphasize this. This is not a show for children, right?
It is definitely not a show for children. It has all those things disclaimers usually warn you about. Besides the language and sexual situations and violence, it has thematically very heavy issues, coping with death and parent-child strife, and especially the inadequacy and the hypocrisy of organized religion. Everybody but Jason is so wrapped up in their own needs that Jason sort of falls by the wayside. He becomes this empty vessel who's ripe for takeover by Tyrone, or to put it another way, by the forces of evil. But he grows up in the play, and so does his mother. I can't say the same for Tyrone. It is a very funny play, but it's very black humor. I did make a puppet right before the show, but I have to say, Tom, after seeing Hand to God, I was a little afraid to take my puppet home. That's how strong this stuff is. It's terrific and terrifying.
Well, you've brought your puppet in this morning, and it's cute, and we'll have a picture with you and your puppet on our website at WIPR.org. All right. Thanks so much, Judy. I appreciate it, and this sounds like a good one.
Yep. Watch out for puppets, Tom.
Indeed. Hand to God continues at the Studio Theater in D.C. It's there until Sunday. As I said, we'll have information and a picture of Judy's puppet, WIPR.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll have Voices of the Uprising with reporter Mary Wiltenberg. We'll also have an interview I did with Reverend Dr. Robert Franklin about imagining justice in Baltimore, and Todd Marcus, a fantastic bass clarinetist. Hope everybody can join us for Maryland Morning on Wednesday morning. Till then, for Nathan Sterner and the entire Maryland Morning team, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day. I'm your puppet.